This is Mark Strassman, reporter with Utopia Media's Technology Products World. We're about to speak to Scott Lohmann at SiteSpeed in Berkeley, California. Welcome to Utopia Media.
Thanks, Mark. Good to be here.
We're going to talk about SiteSpeed 5.0. Tell us what SiteSpeed 5.0 does that previous versions didn't.
Terrific. Yes, SiteSpeed 5.0 is our latest release. It came out last week, and it's been getting some great reviews from our users since then. What you'll notice first about 5.0 is that the video quality is remarkably better. So we spent a lot of time in the run-up to 5.0 working on improving the clarity of the video image, and we think we've gotten it right. What you'll see now is the same site speed, full motion, well-synced video and audio, but the image itself will be much clearer, so it'll look much more like television.
Okay, we may mention this several times during this conversation. Tell people who want to access this program where they can find it on the web.
Sure, it's an easy download at www.sitespeed.com. That's SIGHTSPEED.com.
Okay, just say a little bit about pricing and what people can get for nothing and what they can get for a low price and what the full soup to nuts plans include.
Sure, SiteSpeed offers a free service. We call it the basic plan, and SiteSpeed itself, the software client, is free to download. So the basic service offers free unlimited one-to-one video calling. It offers free unlimited one-to-one internet voice calls, and that's another new thing in 5.0. We added a way to make a voice-only call, and when you select that mode, not only do you not send video to the other person, but you do not receive video from the other person. So that was a highly demanded feature from some of our users.
People who want to be heard but not seen.
Sometimes you do want to be seen with video, and other times you don't. And so we've made it easier to make that distinction.
Okay. What else does 5.0? Oh, okay. And so go ahead for the tiering of the plans.
Exactly. The other components of the basic plan are unlimited video mail recording. So you can record 30-second video mail clips and send them to anyone, even if they don't have site speed.
Can you send them to lists?
You can send them to lists. You can simply cut and paste, email lists into the send field. And I think we cap it at something like 500 or 1,000 to prevent, spammers from taking advantage of it.
Right.
But, if you have a long list of people in your family or your company, you can do it that way.
And how does that work for the recipients?
Well, the recipient receives an email, which you can customize by putting in your own text. And inside that email is a link, and that's a link to the file of your video, which is stored on SiteSpeed servers. The good part about that is that we don't clog up inboxes with, large video files.
Right.
Only when you stream it down do you get the media.
And then that service is included in the basic no-cost plan?
That's right. The limitation is that we'll store your videos for 30 days
okay.
when they expire.
But so if you want to send out a morning greeting to your employees on video, you make a list, record the greeting, send it to them, and then they can log in and see what you have to say.
That's right. You
okay.
can also use the same mechanism, the recording and publishing mechanism, to get a link and just simply take the link to that video and post it, say, in a newsletter or a blog.
Oh, okay. Or on a web page.
Or on a web page, that's right.
So then anyone can then click there and see that message.
That's right.
Okay.
And then SiteSpeed Pro, which is our premium service plan, and it targets sort of the power user or, professional users or commercial use. It gives you everything that's in the basic plan, but it adds unlimited four-way multi-party conferencing. So you can have up to four people in a video conference at one time.
Right.
Fully mixed audio and video. It also extends the recording time to 2 minutes for the video mail.
Right.
And we will store those video mails for you if you're a pro user for as long as you stay a pro user. And that's important to people who, maybe do include that video as a link inside a web page.
Right.
You don't want it to go away after 30 days.
Okay. You want to say on the air what the pro plan costs?
Certainly. It's $4.95, $4.95 a month, or $49.50 a year. And another nice benefit of the Pro plan is that currently we're offering a free webcam with the Pro plan annual purchase as long as you pay for shipping and handling.
Sounds like it. The last time I priced a camera was $34, so you're getting a pretty good deal.
It's a good deal, and we're doing that as a way to get people involved in using SiteSpeed and doing video calling on the web.
Talk a little bit about some of what your power users or just informal users, what have they been doing lately that's come to your attention that's pretty interesting?
That's a great question. We build SiteSpeed primarily to target the consumer user, but we do see people taking the product we've built and using it in interesting ways. So, for example, we have people who use it to deliver telemedicine services between schools and daycare centers and doctor's offices, and that prevents, kids from having to be pulled out if they need to be seen by an RN or a doctor. It prevents parents from having to come out of work and take the child out, and it gives the school an extra, child day of income from the state because most schools are paid based on the number of days kids are in school. So
right.
Everyone benefits if there's a way to have a doctor see a child without having that kid come.
Can you, and have you in fact done three-way calling where you've got a parent one place, a child at a facility, and a doctor somewhere else, and everybody can be together?
I don't believe they're using it in that mode right now, but that's a great suggestion.
Okay, so you're essentially doing professional telemedicine using SiteSpeed.
Well, we're not doing it.
Well, the users are, right?
We're helping them accomplish that, and I think that's a neat story.
So say something about the internationality of SiteSpeed and whether there have been any unusual juxtapositions of global communications using the system, because obviously it works web-wide.
Well, that's right. When we poll our users, the thing they tell us is that they primarily use it to talk to friends and family that they don't get to see enough because they live far away.
Right.
And, that means especially it's impactful for family or loved ones who are separated by, oceans.
Right.
So, we do see a lot of international use. I think the last time we checked, about 50 to 60% or so of the calls were sort of domestic within the U.S., but the remainder were between either two international endpoints or between a U.S. endpoint and some place else in the world. So we do know that we're getting a lot of international use. We're getting a lot of pickup in Europe and Japan. We have partners in Europe and Japan who help distribute us and market us there. And, our camera partnership with, say, Creative, for example, that's a worldwide partnership. So any place in the world somebody buys a Creative camera, you're going to get SiteSpeed to try.
Okay. Say a little bit more about some of the, besides the improved video, some of the other features that are in 5.0.
Well, probably the big thing that is a new feature in addition to the better video would be the PSTN in and out calling that we added. So one of the biggest feature requests from our users was, being able to call to a regular telephone from SiteSpeed without having to switch to another voice over IP service.
And that obviously includes cell phones as well.
That's correct. So we introduced Phone Out as a beta service back in May, and that's become a permanent feature now in 5.0. And then along with making that permanent, we added PSTN in calling. So if you today live in the U.S., you can purchase a direct inward dial number and have people call you and get local rates for doing so.
Okay, so and if you're a relocated New Yorker in Los Angeles or vice versa, and you've got a lot of friends in your old town, what's the advantage of that?
Well, for them, the people that call you,
right.
The rates that they would pay would be local rates.
Right.
So for $3.95 a month, you could purchase a number in New York, say,
right.
Even though you live in L.A. and enjoy the nice weather,
right.
And your friends in New York can call you for essentially free or whatever marginal amount they're charged.
Does that work internationally as well, or just domestically in the U.S.?
Initially, we've rolled out for U.S. DIDs only.
Right.
Our next move is to go and acquire numbers for our users in Western Europe and Japan, and then rest of the world.
Okay. Say a little bit about the competition, as much as you'd like, and how SiteSpeed is meeting it.
Good question. We're most often swept into comparisons with the big instant messaging companies. And I think most recently that includes Skype, which has been growing very rapidly in the voice over IP space.
Right.
And the main difference between SiteSpeed and those companies is that SiteSpeed started by building itself around video. So all of our technologies, our core patents, all of our expertise and our key employees are video people first. So when people think about trying to do video calling, we hope they think about SiteSpeed because of the quality of the experience that we deliver.
And that's related to what the latest improvement in 5.0 is in particular.
That's right. We think we've raised the bar again with the quality of the video. And, you know, we're getting some nice reviews from the press and analysts on that as well.
Okay. Now, well, mostly when I use SiteSpeed, of course, it's on my computer screen, but there's no technical impediment to putting this on large screen TVs either, is there?
There is not. We do have, you can put it on a big plasma screen.
Right.
In our conference room, for example, we use SiteSpeed as a company to talk to people that are outside or traveling. We use an in-focus machine and broadcast the video up onto the wall, so you'll have a 5-foot-tall, you know, head of a person talking at you in our conference room.
Right.
Which is kind of interesting.
So the only limitation now is the quality of the presentation, not the technical transmission of it.
That's right.
Okay, good. Well, I hope I want to thank you for the high quality of the content of this transmission, and we'll check in again. Is this likely to be the last big overhaul for a while now?
Well, we did pack a lot of new stuff in 5.0, but we have designs on some other exciting things. You'll probably see a release before the end of the year from us, which will include some interesting news in terms of moving into the mobile space.
Okay, good. Well, then sometime it'll be ready for the holiday shopping season, you think?
Well, you never know how things work out. We've been pretty good at hitting our targets so far, and that's what we're shooting for.
Okay, we'll check in again later and talk about those new improvements. Thanks very much for talking to us about SiteSpeed 5.0 today.
Terrific. Thanks, Mark.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.